Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today. We're in 1 Samuel chapter 21. And in the previous episode, we went up through verse 10, where it said this: David arose and fled that day from Saul and went to Achish, king of Gath. And again, I get a chuckle out of this because David is fleeing from Saul. Saul's pursuing him. So where is he going to go? And you see what David did here. You see it all through mankind's history. He goes to the enemy of the one who's pursuing him. Saul, his father-in-law, the king, is trying to kill him. So David goes to the king of one of the Philistine cities. Gath is one of the five royal cities of the Philistines. He goes there. It's actually the home of Goliath. Isn't that right? I think it is, yeah. How do you think they would have felt about David? Well, he was sort of, thinking that they're not going to know who he is. Even though he had Goliath's sword, which likely was about the size that he was. But anyway, that's what he does. He goes there. Now watch this, verse 11. But the servants of Achish said to him, "Is this not David, the king of the land?" What? Think about that. The servants, remember what I've said several times before, the servants always knows. The butlers always know, right? The kitchen staff, they always know. They know. The help within the house always knows, okay? And they actually approach the king, the servants of Achish, and they say, "Is this not David, the king of the land?" The king of the land? I thought Saul was the king of the land. Well, Saul is the king of the land. Has David been anointed king? Yeah, he'd been anointed by king by Samuel already. Yeah. So is the word out to where even the enemies of Israel, the enemies of Saul, know that David is going to be king? And then even at that moment that he's truly the king? Or is he just, the word, when you look at the word, Hebrew word, it means king. I mean, king is king, right? It's not one of these equivocating kind of things, okay? But then they continued. Verse 11, they continued, the servants say this: "Did they not sing of this one as they danced, saying, 'Saul has slain his thousands and David his ten thousands?'" He said, "Isn't this the one that's done that?" That's what his servants were saying. And the servants didn't have to say, "Oh, by the way, king, that the thousands that he has slain is us, or are us, be us, we be it." You know, well, David finds out about this. Verse 12 says this: "David took these words to heart and greatly feared Achish, the king of Gath." So that tells me a lot right there. If he greatly feared the king of Gath before, he wouldn't have gone there. Was this his closest option to get out of Saul's hands and out of his reach? Probably. Just closest geographically? Likely. Okay. And now he takes these words to heart, and now he greatly fears? Well, it's because his cover's been blown. They know who he is. So look at what David does. David is very smart, very shrewd, very wise. And I love his phrase in the New American Standard. I may have to check it out in these other... let me pull up my parallel Bible here real quick. There we go. Let's see what these other translations say. New American Standard says this: "So he disguised his sanity before them and acted insanely in their hands and scribbled on the doors of the gate and let his saliva run down into his beard." Let's see, the King James says he changed his behavior. The ESV says changed behavior. The Lexham says changed his behavior. That's good. Lexham says changed behavior, pretended to be mad. ESV, pretended to be insane. King James, feigned himself mad. Well, that's what he did. He acted insane. He acted like he was crazy. And he did it to such a degree that he was drooling from his mouth and the drools running down his beard. He's scribbling on the doors of the gate. When he's with them, when he's in their hands, he's acting crazy. So he's acting like a madman. Verse 14, this is one of my favorite portions of Scripture, seriously. "Then Achish says to his servants, 'Behold, You see the man behaving like a madman? Why do you bring him to me? So they said, hey, is this not David? Is this not the one that's the king of the land? Well, that's an interesting thing right there, is it not? Is this not the one of that it was sung over him of his 10,000s that he can? Is this not him? And so they bring him before the king. He's acting crazy. And so the king says he's behaving like a madman. He's here before me and he's writing on the doors. He's writing on the walls over here. He's slobbering, drooling down his mouth. He's doing all these physical manifestations we can infer from that a madman would be doing. Why did you bring him to me? And then this just great, great, great verse, 1 Samuel 21:15. Do I lack madmen that you have brought this one to act a madman in my presence? He says, do I lack madmen around me already? In other words, I got enough madmen and with people among us, and then you're bringing this other guy in here to my presence. You're bringing another crazy guy. I've got enough craziness about me. Why are you bringing this one in? Shall this one come into my house? And so David apparently, when he came across, was doing this kind of stuff. We know that he was seeking a place to hide and all this. And so that would have had to be clear through the powers that be. And then they recognize who he is. David is greatly feared now. He gets hauled. The only thing he knows what to do is to act crazy before him because he's getting hauled in there. There might be a hearing to find out if he can stay. If he had found out, if the king had found out that this was King David, it would not have ended well for David. So David just acted crazy. And he must have done it really well because the king bought it. I don't know. I just love that line. Do I lack madmen that you brought this fellow to behave as a madman in my presence? And don't you know the servants were just furious? They were absolutely right. This is David. And they'd seen him before. He wasn't acting crazy. And they knew his act. But they couldn't come on and say, oh, king, thou beest wrong. Yeah. Do I lack madmen? Anyway, I get a kick out of it. I'll tell you what, we'll stop right there because we're going to chapter 22 the next episode. Hey, thank you. I'll see y'all next time. Goodbye.